Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we get to learn the halachas of Avelos on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This is Siman Reish Yud Tes 219 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at two concepts, and that is Shiva on Shabbos and death on a festival. So Shiva on Shabbos. So what laws must a mourner observe on Shabbos when that Shabbos occurs during the Shiva? There's always one Shabbos during the Shiva. So he must observe the laws of mourning are pertaining to what's called Devarim Shibitzina, private aspects of Avelos. But the public aspects of Avelos are suspended. What are the private aspects of Avelos? So those are primarily learning Torah and marital relations and bathing. So when does this kick in? So the public aspects of Avelos would lift. The way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says is before Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. At that point in time, the Avel can change their clothes, their ripped garments, sit on a chair, change and put on their shoes because of Shabbos. Those are the public aspects of Avelos which are lifting. However, many are mekel to or lenient to start even at the time of Mincha Katana or Plaga Mincha, or between 2 to 3 hours before Shabbos starts is when they can switch. May an Avel during Shiva shower on Erev Shabbos? The answer is very clearly no, because this is included in Dvarim Shibitzina. Anything which one would be omitting, a restriction one would be not doing to that no one would notice, is still there. So marital relations, learning Torah, and rechitza are explicitly things which are not allowed to be done on Shabbos or in preparation for Shabbos as well. And just to be clear, the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch for Ashkenazim that rechitza, that washing or bathing, is not allowed all 30 days. People are very mekel today to allow functional bathing during the 30 days, the shloshim, after the shiva. But we're so mekel in that respect, it's hard to explain, it's hard to rationalize how people can be mekel on Erev Shabbos during the Shiva when it's just 1 week, less than a week, where this restriction is meant to be in place. If a person is suffering because they are in istinus, they would regularly shower every day, and they're in pain or great discomfort, then they may. But if not, they should not be doing that. They can spot clean, but they should not be washing on Erev Shabbos. This is pretty explicit if you look at any halacha sefer. Is Torah a study allowed on Shabbos? From one of the answers is no. So they would not be able to go to a shir. They would not be able to learn Torah b'chavrusa or by themselves. But they may stay in for the Shabbos drasha, and they may learn Shnai Mikra, because that's considered something which is so consistent that Jewish people do. It's like tefillah. That's an important lesson, that people should be doing Shnai Mikra like tefillah, which means consistently. If a mourner is called to the Torah on Shabbos, may he accept? So generally speaking, an Avel is not allowed to get an Aliyah on Shabbos, even during the Shiva. But if they are called, mistakenly the Gabbai sees him, doesn't realize it's still Shiva, he must go up to the Torah. The Gilzer actually tells the story that Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson of Rashi, it was acceptable in his shul that he always got Shlishi, the third Aliyah on Shabbos. And when his Shiva came along, he went up to the Bima to stand there to wait to get his Shlishi, because he realized that if he did not get his Aliyah, it would be an explicit display of Avelos, which is not allowed on Shabbos. Similarly, if the Kohen, the Avel is the only Kohen in the Shul, he must be called up, though it's preferable, says the Kitzur, for him to step out before laning to avoid this situation. What happens if this person is a chiyuv for an aliyah? So as an example, Avil has his son's bris and he needs to get an aliyah for that reason. So in that case, if you did not accept the aliyah, it would look like Avelos b'faresi on Shabbos. So it is quite a strange situation where a person's an Avelos, has the bris milah of their son and it's on Shabbos. In that case, they could take the aliyah on Shabbos, because otherwise it would be considered public display of mourning. But it's best for them to avoid attending the laning to avoid the situation. What about someone officially appointed to read the Torah on Shabbos who becomes a mourner, right? So a person is a Baal Kore for the community. So in this case, it is best that he not go to synagogue or to the shul during his first week of Shiva, because otherwise it would be a question whether he's allowed to read during this period of time. Does Shabbos count towards the Shiva, the 7 days of mourning? And the answer is yes. which is why it actually Shiva's not really as long as it seems, because there's a partial day at the beginning after the funeral, partial day at the end on the seventh day, and Shabbos in the middle, which is, there's only 5 days in the middle, and really Shabbos takes up one and a bit of those, so it's really only 4 days of Shiva, really, that are really observed. What does one do on a Friday night of Shiva? So the Avel, the person who's in mourning, if it's a man, would come to Shul, daven mincha for the community from the Amud, and then step out for Kabbalah Shabbos, all the extra special singing and welcoming in Shabbos of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's meant to be a very special and uplifting time. And then would come in after that by Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and say, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, where the community would welcome them back. Just to be aware of this, the fact that people would do that then, and when one's not supposed to do Nichum Aveilam on Shabbos, indicates that when one's saying Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, it was clearly supposed to be said before it was dark. This is unfortunately not the practice of many communities where they set their mincha so close to sunset that they're, by the time they're saying Kabbalah Shabbos, it's already after sunset, so there's no time for Tosefes Shabbos or bringing in Shabbos early because it's already past sunset. And therefore, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos is really set at a time which is really a little later, and it's not the optimal time to be wishing Nichum Aveilam. It should really be done earlier. But nonetheless, this is just an observation on the current state of affairs in the Jewish community. We now move into the next topic, which is the death on a festival. So if a burial or news of death, like a Shmua Karova, happens on Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, when does the Shiva begin? So the public Shiva mourning does not begin until after Yom Tov, but the private aspects, such as marital relations, replies even on Yom Tov. So the mourner should not change their garments. They're not allowed to change out of their big day Yom Tov until after Yom Tov itself, because otherwise it would be a display of Avela. So the Shiva will really start after Yom Tov. What if a man usually wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed and then there's a burial on Chol HaMoed? Does he put on tefillin the next day, which is the first day of Avelos, which usually there's no tefillin? So the answer is that he should wear tefillin the next day because otherwise he'll be displaying public Avelos, which is not appropriate on Yom Tov. How is Shiva counted when Yom Tov intervenes? So at the conclusion of Yom Tov, the mourner begins counting the 7 days, but the second day of Yom Tov in the diaspora counts as the first day, so there really only is 6 days of Shiva after Yom Tov, because the first day was sort of subsumed into the last day of Yom Tov. This applies as well with Rosh Hashanah. If there's a death, let's say, on Rosh Hashanah, the Shiva will start on Motzei Rosh Hashanah and be 6 days, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah counted as one of the days of Shiva. Do Yom Tov days count towards the Shloshim? So let's say there's a death in the middle of Chol HaMoed, Shiva only starts after Yom Tov. When does the Shloshim start ticking? And the answer is from the day of burial, because some of the restrictions, like the haircuts, are already in place at that point in time, and therefore counts towards that, which means that usually the way it works is that Shiva is the first 7 of the 30 days. In this case, the Shiva will not be the first 7 of the 30 days. There'll be a few days before the Shiva, but it's all part of the Shloshim itself. So it'll be counted from the day of burial. What if there was a wedding and the Sheva Brachos overlap with the Yom Tov, and then, God forbid, a relative dies during the Yom Tov? So in this case, does the Yom Tov count towards the Shloshim? The answer is no, because during the wedding week, during the Sheva Brachos, those days do not count towards the Shloshim. It's an unusual case to imagine, but that would be the situation. Finally, is Nichum Aveilim, is it consoling the mourners, appropriate on Yom Tov? So the Kitzur records that it is proper to do Nichum Aveilim even on Yom Tov, because Avel themselves are not doing anything. This is not our practice today. We have the minhag not to comfort the mourner officially until after Yom Tov, when the Shiva actually is beginning. These are some of the permutations that relate to Shabbos and Yom Tov when relating to the Shiva. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.